Brethren, November 27, 1909. Dear brethren, I believe Brother Sharp will endeavor to do his best, and yet unless he has competent ladies and gentlemen with proper, essential qualifications as helpers, I am sure he will have too heavy a burden. I may say the light given me in regard to this enterprise is that there is too large a company together to be receiving the all-around education that is essential. If they are divided in numbers, there will be a much more thorough work done than by gathering so many together in association. Every school should have sufficient teachers to carry the personal religious education as Christ did. Read Christ's object lessons and Matthew 13. Trace the references from chapter to chapter and verse by verse. Take it in. Read the book Christ's Object Lessons, every teacher, and consider that the Lord would not have instructed me so that I could present it to others if the Lord Jesus had not a lesson to give for teachers and principals of our schools to follow. Educators should not embrace too large a number in their schools and feel ambitious to report numbers as a mark of success in educational advancement. Unless divinity combines with humanity, there will be a decided failure. Teachers and managers should gather only the number they can carry well and give each proper attention to perfect and advance their education. Let teachers and superintendents gather no more than they can successfully carry. They need to take time to educate themselves religiously, for thus did the great teacher in his lessons. Let every school have a proper opportunity to have the physical advancing with the mental, the book study. Thus saith the great teacher in the instruction given me. Christ did not confine his lessons within brick or wooden walls. His instruction was given as he walked with his disciples by the lake or river, or among the hills and valleys of Palestine. In all Christ's teachings, he brought in natural things to explain the heavenly. Divine things were thus connected with the natural, common incidents of life. He brought the minds to an understanding of the heavenly through the explanation of the laws of the earthly, and it was through association with earthly, common, familiar objects in nature that a proper appreciation of heavenly things was gained. He explained and made them familiar with flowers in their God-given natural growth and impressed their minds with higher thoughts. Thus, the reading of God's Word brings the mind to a higher and clearer knowledge of the heavenly. We do not half consider and estimate the Lord's gifts in the flowers in their natural loveliness as gifts of God, full of gems of truth. This is why I appreciate Christ's object lessons. This is why I am ever seeking to draw our sanitariums and our schools away from our cities. This is why I tried to secure the home which we thought we had purchased in Buena Vista. But after a long time of waiting, our school could wait no longer with nothing settled. We stated in letters that if we were not to be enabled to secure possession of the Buena Vista property, then the money that was given them to hold the place should be returned. And lo, it was returned. Then we knew not just what to do, although in the dreams of the night the assurance was given that we must not become discouraged. If we could not obtain the Buena Vista place, there would be a more advantageous place for our school. After some sleepless nights and much prayer, we received a letter telling of the offer of the Angwin property. Some statements were made, and then I could rest, believing this was the place. Now, this lesson given us at this time of our great necessity was one of the most remarkable adventures in our experience. The particulars we have not time to give here, but I am so grateful for the advantages in buildings. While not as costly as those at Buena Vista, they are fully as convenient and sufficient for our school to commence at once. I thank the Lord that there is a house with main building well adapted to house the students, and they have so many advantages exceeding the place we had pledged our money to take. But they made no provision for us to take possession, and then this Angwin property was offered us, with all its delightful scenery, and the buildings that were made for pleasure would at once be utilized for our school.
Here were two fruitful orchards with a variety of excellent fruit, and barns filled with hay, and horses and carriages, and special conveniences to sustain a large number in the summer months, in a good location only 8 miles from the sanitarium. All the rooms are furnished with excellent mattresses, clean and wholesome, and the scenery close around the buildings is nice. I did not intend to bring this in, but I cannot but express our advantages in some feeble representations. There are hundreds of cans of fruit, all in glass jars, in the cellar, and I have named only a few advantages. But the best thing of all is that not one man or woman can bring in one objection. I thank the Lord for this. Oh, I will praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice, that not a human being have I heard question this matter. We have no unnecessary, expensive buildings, but, thank the Lord, we are perfectly satisfied. When we accomplish the work of heating our rooms for the students in an inexpensive yet safe way, I will now say, I am satisfied to climb the mountains and hills and have the purest water that can be obtained. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now we need, our brethren, to raise the unpaid money, that at the appointed time it will be reported that our school is free from debt. Do not let us be behind in this settlement, my brethren and sisters. We expect to do our best to have this school under the discipline of Brother and Sister Irwin, with persons connected with them to run the school after the order the Lord has repeatedly given, the education of the higher order to fit the students to be transferred to the heavenly school above. Christ's object lessons will open before you the teachings of Christ. When this book was written, we did not have in prospect the advantages of schools on the hillside, in the groves, where pure water is furnished by our Lord from the everlasting channels, where human feet may never tread. There is the tilling and the sowing and reaping, and after our long waiting and our sleepless nights, my soul will praise the Lord. Today I am 82 years old and writing you this letter. Our brethren and sisters in the faith will, we hope, be ready to place the purchase price in the hands of the owners of the Angwin property. We believe they will, for not a word has been expressed unfavorable to this school being established here.